Welcome to the Live Well podcast. I'm your host, Liv, a naturopathic doctor, mentor, energy healer, Akashic reader, intuitive, energetic business mentor, and honestly, so much more. I help you heal on a physical and emotional level so that you can feel delicious in your health, body, relationships, career, and bank account. This show is for those of you who are looking to go beyond the basic wellness stuff, cut out the BS, and really create a life you love. We talk about health, trauma healing, energetics, feminine energy, wealth, and magnetism so that you can live a life that feels delicious. In these episodes, we will have an honest conversation without the fluffy bullshit. You walk away with all of the insights, tools, and tips to truly live your best life, mind, body, and soul. If you are looking to live well, you are in the right place. For ways to work with me, visit keepupwithliv.com and follow me on Instagram at keepupwithliv for more. And with that, let's get into the show. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Live Well podcast. I am so excited for another episode today. I know I'm always excited for an episode, but that's because I come on here when I have something fire to say, something to give you a value where you can learn, where you can expand, where you can grow, heal, and become the most aligned version of you. So with that being said, today's episode, we are diving into fear and anxiety, the energetics behind it, and how you can start to move through it. And this question came to me through the portal, which if you're not a part of, it's my free community. I post things on there that I don't post on my Instagram. I post riffs, you know, codes, all of these wonderful things. It's also a beautiful opportunity for you to get support from me, to ask questions, submit podcast requests, and like I did now, you submitted one and we are going to be diving into it today. So if you haven't joined that free community, we're going to leave the link down below for you to join that, as well as kind of anything we feel is going to support you in this episode if you want to dive deeper into this. We have the Regulate Masterclass coming up, which is all about regulating your nervous system, which would really help given everything we're talking about today. We have like mini one-on-one packages. We have a beautiful number of things. So depending on where you're at, you can always just reach out. We can find the best container for you. So let's go ahead and dive into fear and anxiety. Now, they are similar, but different. Fear is a choice. We're just gonna throw that out there right to begin with. And anxiety tends to come with fear, but it's really like a fear of not trusting the flow of life. And I'm gonna start off with kind of diving a bit into anxiety, and then we're gonna link it back to fear because fear is the ultimate root of anxiety. And so we'll focus that because anxiety itself is not the root. Anxiety is still, you need to go deeper, and normally fear is the root. So with anxiety, it's really about you don't trust the flow of life. And you don't trust the flow of life because of normally something that happened to you early on that shocked your nervous system that taught you not to trust life. This could be, for a lot of people, it's parents divorcing, right? You had a very stable household, mom and dad, you know, they're the primary caregivers, they're your family structure. And when that gets dismantled, that's very shocking to your system, right? And so even if you didn't develop anxiety then, what happens is that started the synapse of not trusting the flow of life. You know, I've also had clients who were athletes who then had a major career-ending injury. And so since then, they've had anxiety, right? And so the anxiety comes from not trusting the flow of life. They had built up, you know, years of wanting to be a soccer player, whatever it was. And then this career-ending injury makes them not trust life, right? Or it could be death of someone, you know, not trusting. There's so many reasons, but ultimately it's the fear behind whatever happened. So what you have to remember is that with this, you are giving the power outside of yourself. So anxiety tends to come from a very powerless feeling, a feeling of like you can't control. Hence why people who have anxiety like to control situations. However, it's not about controlling the situations in terms of like taking back the power in a way that makes you over-controlling and in your masculine and not in your feminine, but rather you get so solid and you build trust within yourself and you are unwavering because of the trust you have in yourself and because of the personal power you have within that you realize that you are a co-creator of your universe and the fear that you have of things happening and or not happening, you assume that it's not in your highest good. You assume that it's not aligning you for where it should. And instead, you are placing the focus on what you don't want to happen, which creates kind of a nightmare scenario in your brain of your nervous system going to fight or flight because it wants to avoid at all costs that scenario, that it ends up almost bringing that scenario to you.
And then you get more anxious because you don't want to bring that scenario to you. And it becomes one kind of vicious cycle. So we really become unwavering by taking back our personal power and having the trust, safety, and security within yourself that you don't actually need to over control. So taking back personal power doesn't mean you're being controlling. It actually means you are in deep surrender. It actually takes a lot of personal power to surrender. It takes a hell of a lot more personal power to surrender than it is to be over controlling a situation. I'm just going to open my window because it's very hot in my office. Okay, so hopefully that helps when it comes to understanding the energetics behind anxiety. So like I mentioned, fear is ultimately at the underneath it all. No matter what kind of anxiety you have, it's the fear that kind of precipitates that. Now, fear is a state of mind that triggers a deep-seated belief that has been programmed into you and dictates how you view yourself, how you view life, how you view the world. It is simply a structure that you took on as truth when you were younger. And you can decide a new truth, luckily. But unfortunately, when you are young, we take on the programming, the fears, the projections, these structures, as I call them, from the people who we are around the most. So when someone has fear, I know it's not as easy as just like changing your mind about how you view a situation, because subconsciously you are carrying a belief that says your fear is 100% factual. And it has that fear that is 100% factual based on the programming of those people around you. Your body has been programmed to believe something that may in fact not be true. But because you took it on as truth, and because there is an emotional link that is built within that fear, a survival mode that like, if you know, you're not afraid of this, you might die. No matter how you try to logic your way out of the situation, no matter how many times you try to affirm, try to do whatever, it's still going to hold weight on you because of that emotional connection to it. So when our mind takes control of how we process our current experience, it's going to keep reacting in survival mode because it has been programmed to react in survival mode based on what you took on as truth when you were young. So this means that your mind processes everything outside of you as something that might be trying to kill you, something that might be trying to take your life away. Because ultimately, survival mode is a very primal response, right? When we learn to be primally, you know, we were wired to be scared of snakes, you know, or lions or something like that, you know, if you lived in the Sahara, that's a very like, try to protect you to survive. However, in the life we live now, a lot of things that our brain is trying to protect us from are not actually factual, right? So this is a subconscious process that you experience. So even if you logically know that the situation may not even cause imminent death, your body's reacting as death is a sure thing. Your fears are rooted in survival mode, which triggers the reaction of fight, flight, or freeze in your body. It can also be fawn, but most likely fight, flight, freeze, sometimes fawn. So let's work through an example. Let's say you have a fear of judgment. Your mind starts creating all of these thoughts of unworthiness. They don't like me. They'll think I'm weird. Why do I have to be so different? They think this is crazy or silly. This happens also a lot with like spiritual awakenings. There was someone in the portal kind of talking about their fear around their friends and family judging them for their spirituality and their practices and all that kind of stuff, right? So this cycle of thoughts really creates a repetitive loop that is never ending. And so your body reacts to these thoughts of fear by saying, holy crap, we aren't safe. Oh my gosh, this is terrifying. We are going to die. This is scary. How can I get through this moment and survive what's happening? When this happens, your body can react in many different ways, right? Your hands get sweaty, your heart starts racing, your mind runs a mile a minute, you feel anxious, overwhelmed, you could shut down, you could fight, flight, or freeze, right? It'll depend on your response. But ultimately, when your fear is triggered by an external circumstance, your entire being shifts into survival mode in order to keep you safe from that. Now, this is like the double star underline. When you are living from survival mode, you are not making decisions that are best for your growth, and instead you are making decisions simply to survive in the moment. But again, it's based on something that is not even factual. So the problem is that when your fear is triggered, you are most likely perfectly safe. You simply feel uncomfortable about the situation. And feeling safe and feeling uncomfortable are not the same. In order to release your fears, you are retraining your brain to see that when you are uncomfortable, you are still indeed safe. And star underline, this process helps you live from creation mode rather than survival mode. Because when you live from creation mode, you have a conscious choice to make the best decisions for yourself without having your mind run wild and freak out all the time. Rather than reacting from a space of feeling overwhelmed and anxious, you are able to respond from a space of feeling calm and centered.
So I just wanted to hop in and let you guys know about Goddess Activation. It is my signature program to cultivate deep self-love. Look, you deserve to feel delicious in the skin that you are in and to love not only the life you are living, but yourself, so that you can become a natural magnet to everything you desire and live in more alignment. These are all the tools, techniques, reprogramming to bring so much pleasure into your life that your heart radiates. So if you engage in negative self-talk, people please, have trouble setting boundaries, hate your body, this is your sign, because I've been there and it sucks. But what you have to understand is that when you love yourself on a truly deep level, everything in your life improves. Your relationships, your friendships, your magnetism, your career, your happiness, your health, even how much money you make. Everything in life is a direct reflection about how you feel about yourself and what you believe you are worthy and deserving of. So let's start living a life where you feel magnetic and delicious in your body. Four modules, all to awaken your inner goddess and ignite your self-love. Get in. We're healing and falling in love with life. Check out the description and DM me any questions.
Now, releasing fear is not a flip of a switch. Okay, you need to reprogram your mind and your body's reaction or response to the thoughts in your mind by dissolving the emotional links between the beliefs you have, which are underneath the fear, because underneath the fear, there's the beliefs, and unlinking them. So when you are in the process of releasing your fear, you are acknowledging the, if you want to call it low vibrational energy, because fear, shame are like the lowest of the low in terms of like the vibrational energy of emotion. And you are releasing this. So when we release our emotions energetically, you know, if you've worked with me, it might be anger or crying, you move the energy out of the body. When we are in survival mode, in the fight, flight, freeze, fawn reaction, we aren't properly releasing the energy of fear. And that's what causes a buildup of stagnant energy. Now, the more we feel the fear of being triggered, you know, in our body, it builds and builds and builds. This is a problem. It becomes like gunk that you don't clean, and it just gets worse and worse, like a clogged artery, if you will. It just keeps clogging. It's like you sweep it under the rug, but it doesn't really go anywhere. And if you were to lift the rug, you would have like so much dirt under there. You're like, oh, it's gone. And I'm like, it's not gone. And over time, your fear gets worse and worse because you are experiencing situations that have gotten worse simply because of the energy you carry inside you that have built up over the years. If you've seen my little reel on Instagram, if you want to go to my profile, it's pinned to the top. It's every human needs to understand this. It's not actually that the fear is getting worse. It's just like a buildup of like more and more fears that are making the gunk or the artery more clogged. So it feels like more fear, but that's because you keep adding little bits of fear because you're not dealing with the clogged artery. So let's kind of go through how you can start to dismantle and alchemize and really transmute kind of like the fear that is going on in your system. So number one is locating the belief behind the fear, because behind every fear, there's a belief. Your fear stems from a belief that you've been carrying for a long time. And usually when you go deep enough, it's a feeling of not good enough, not feeling worthy, something like that. You have to understand the depth of your fear and where it's rooted in your beliefs. Okay. So let's take an example of fear around money or wealth. You're afraid to look at your bank account and seeing the amount of money or the lack of that's there. And so you're always afraid of not having enough money, not being able to buy these things, or whether it's even have rent or buy more extravagant things or have this kind of life. So that fear tends to trigger thoughts of your worthiness and how enough you are, and whether, you know, people will judge you for having this or not having this, or whether you'll, if I do this, then I'll be okay. And then if this happens, then I can do this, then I'll be okay. And if I can't do that, then I'll have to do this. And your thoughts kind of spin with the fear. So I encourage you to go deeper into what your thoughts are saying about the fear. what the thoughts are making you feel and perceive about yourself. And really get curious, not from a shame perspective, of just bringing awareness to the structure that you took on. Chances are, always look for childhood, because it's going to be something from childhood. It's going to be something from early on. You might feel worthless. You might feel like you don't have any value. You might feel like if you don't have money, then you're less than, or, you know, whatever it is. Whatever childhood thing comes up for you. Now that you know the belief, for example, is attached to the fear of lack, you can move to step number two, which is to feel the pain, the emotions attached to the belief and the fear. You cannot simply decide that you, like, they're not relevant anymore. Because once those feelings of, you know, whether it's fear, guilt, shame, pain, like those emotions are stuck in your body, the only way to actually get them out is to feel them, unfortunately. And this is where kind of the harder work comes in. This is where people kind of want to avoid and want to sugarcoat. And they're just going to journal their affirmations away. But like, your affirmations aren't working. This is probably why. It's because you're not actually dissolving the emotion. So the process of understanding the belief attached to the fear is as important as the emotions attached to the belief. And so actually getting clear on what are these specific emotions attached to the belief. Because in order to release the fear, you have to acknowledge the energy of the fear that's been sitting inside of your body, or the emotion attached to the fear. Yeah. So let's say it's going back to the energy of like not feeling good enough and believing that an amount of money determines your worth. You might logically understand that that isn't true. But when your fear is triggered, you can't understand logic. When you're in survival mode, you don't logically view the world. You're reacting in a way that's life or death. That's innate. So the only way to release it is by feeling the pain and the emotions that have been attached to the belief and the fear. By feeling the emotions, you are releasing the energy of fear from your body. And originally, you didn't feel safe to feel your fear because you were triggered into fight, flight, or freeze. Now that you are processing your fear and you are choosing to release it, you have the safe space to affirm your safety and fully feel your emotions. So the fear of your emotions is always worse than the actual process of feeling them. You know, and this is why like it can be very helpful to be in containers, to be held by someone to guide you and support you through the process of feeling emotions and everything like that. So you can come up feeling lighter, so you feel like you're held and safe. 100%. Hence why I do what I do. But I want you to see, you know, the difference between the energy behind the fear and like actually feeling the fear itself. Because the moment you allow yourself to feel it and release the energy, you let go of the weight. Which kind of moves us on to like step three, which is to find a new supporting belief that aligns with your desires. So you have to choose a new belief. The new belief, however, won't stick until you feel the emotions of the old one. So your fear will continue to be triggered by your external environment because you don't have control necessarily over everything. But when we choose to release the fear and find peace, we are recognizing that our internal condition is what we have control over. And this brings back to the anxiety I was talking about in the beginning, realizing that you have personal power, and personal power is actually a moment of surrender. How much you can control a situation doesn't tell me anything about how strong you are. How much you can surrender into a situation tells me everything about who you are. So in order to fully release the fear, you have to find a new supportive belief that aligns with it. This way, anytime your fear is triggered in the future, you can feel the pain, remind yourself you are safe in the moment, even if you feel uncomfortable, and then form a new supportive belief by being the embodiment and acting it out instead of spiraling into the fear that can help you carry forward and help rewire. So this supportive belief is reminding you to shift from survival mode into creation mode that we talked about. If you stay in survival mode, you will always feel like you are reacting to life happening around you. Life happens to you, this victim mode, this blah, blah, blah. We're not here for victim mode. We're not here for life happens to you. Life happens for you. And if you are unfamiliar with my story about like loss, I did a whole episode on how everything really happened for you and like my growth through that and kind of like even how I alchemized that. Go listen to that episode. It's a really good one. But creation mode is where you say to yourself, I see you fear. I know you are afraid right now. I know this is scary and uncomfortable. I want to remind you that you are safe. Nothing is trying to kill you. You are safe to feel this fear. You are safe to feel this fear. Let's breathe through feeling now. You're safe to feel this fear. You are safe to feel this fear. And then you affirm your new belief. And this is the power of like conscious choice when you choose to become aware of the fear and you no longer let it control you, not by over-controlling, but actually surrendering to the fear. So many times when we're fearful or we're anxious or we try to push it outside of ourselves. And if you've ever been in one of any of my containers, you know, I say that, no, no, you bring the anxiety in, you bring the fear in. That's the only way to alchemize it. And we go through all like the steps and strategies. And I teach you how to do that in my courses and my programs, and my one-on-one. Bring it in. Don't push it out. So many people try to avoid. They try to put the fear outside of them, the anxiety outside of them, try to stop themselves from feeling it. That's only a guaranteed way to not feel it. Because when you actually try to stop yourself from feeling the fear and the anxiety, it's actually already in your body. By the time it happens, you're already feeling it. So it's already building up stagnant energy in your body. And then you're trying to like, no, no, we're going to stop it. I'm like, it's already building. You might as well feel it and move through it. And then, of course, you repeat this process as needed. But the reason this is so important is because you are training your nervous system. Okay? You are training your nervous system to do scary things. And you have to do scary things in order to expand your nervous system and in order to heal your nervous system. Staying in your comfort zone is not actually going to help you. Feeling yourself will. You know, and I don't just say this of like, you know, feel your fear and do it anyway. It's something that I actually practice in my day-to-day life. Like it's something that's very embodied and integrated. Like it's just part of who I am. You know, I'm going to, and everyone will obviously have different things that they will elicit, like more scary things or what some people find scary, other people find easy. I'm just going to give like a personal example of skiing this year. Skiing for me is scary. It's very fast. I'm not an adrenaline person. I'm not someone like, I don't know, though I feel like I could jump out of an airplane more than I could ski. I don't know why. Anyway, skiing is scary. But do I do scary shit? Yes. Did I have fear? Did I look at the top of the mountain, especially when friends are whizzing by me and the mountain's steep and I'm just, is there fear? Yes. Do I remind myself I'm safe, expand my nervous system and do it anyway? Yes, because it builds resiliency. So one of the best ways to actually feel less fear is to do scary shit more often, because your nervous system then becomes more resilient. And you show your body, oh, you did something you were scared of and you survived. Oh, I can lower my survival response a bit. Okay, we survive. We don't need to be in fight or flight as much. And this also expands your system to be able to hold more. And the quality of your life is based on the quality of your nervous system and how regulated it is. And one of the most beautiful ways you can actually regulate your nervous system and expand it is by doing scary things. And we're going to dive into this, into the Regulate Masterclass, like all my strategies and everything I do. But this is one of them, is like doing scary things. Because what that does is that expands your cup from a tall to a grande. Because your nervous system learns and it rewires. So you have to do scary things. Whether that's skiing, whether that's, I don't know, you want to go online and do dancing videos, you want to knit sweaters for cats, you want to move across the country, you want to leave your partner. Like it doesn't really matter, doing scary things. I don't know, initiating a conversation with someone, like doing scary things, when that becomes your normal, the fear response doesn't kick in as much because it's normalized. Just as I'm sure, like, you know, people who do scary things, like, for example, the skiing, as I skied more, I was less and less scared. At least to go that fast. Still, like, all right. And like by the end of it, I went down a black diamond in the Dolomites. Like, that's a pretty like fast, you know, from not having skied for 10 years at the beginning of the ski season, I went down a black diamond in the Italian Alps. Okay. And I survived. And I was like so pumped. I was like, you know what? Like I did it. I survived. Didn't go the fastest. Was not whizzing by at like the fastest speed, but I did it. And I actually felt safe doing it. By the time I went and did the black diamond, like I wasn't even scared. I was like, no, we can do this. We're just gonna go for it. So I want to add that in. Now I want to add in a couple more things when it comes to alchemizing fear. One of them is to laugh. Because if you laugh at the ego, that part of you that's trying to protect you, this is like a very powerful perspective. This is one of a really good lesson from A Course in Miracles, if you're familiar with the book. Because the ego is that fear-based voice that shows up to keep us small and keep us stuck. So just know that anytime that fear voice comes in, it's like, oh, you're trying to keep me stuck. Oh, you're trying to keep me stuck. You know, it's trying to keep you small. So it's your job to actually laugh at it. When you bring humor into that, in that experience of witnessing the laughter and the insanity, you actually detach from the fear, and you start to unlink that emotional link, like I discussed, and it becomes less strong. It becomes more manageable. And so then you can start to see the world differently with a simple shift in perspective. And then the last thing I want to add in when it comes to fear is that with the types of fears you are having, you actually might have some past life or generational trauma attached to it. If they're big fears about things, like, I don't know, if you feel like you have an irrational fear of, I don't know, drowning, but you've never drowned, you might have drowned in a past life. If you have, you know, a fear of breaking out on your own or having a new family structure that isn't like the typical mom and dad or leaving a partner, you might come from generations of women who felt stuck in their marriages or felt like they couldn't leave. And so you're holding your grandma's and everyone else's stuff with you. So just know that that can also like play a role. And that's some of the healing that I've also done, the healing that I bring to my clients of weaving that in, because that can almost add a weight onto the fears that you feel and make it a little bit harder to transmute and alchemize, because that goes back to the structures you took on. And it's like, all right, you have the structures you took on from 0 to 7 years old, but you also have past life structures, you have generational structures that you've took on, and those are all in your field and your energy system and your soul, etc. So that can, working with those can also really help to alchemize that fear. So with that being said, I hope this was helpful when it comes to fear and anxiety, the energetics behind it, and really how to start to move through it. If you enjoyed this episode, I would love to hear from you. Send me a message on Instagram, like send me a DM, what you liked about it. If you have any more ideas for episodes you kind of want to hear about, please share it with people, send it to friends, send it to family, post on your stories. The more people that listen to it, obviously the more people I can help. So that's why I do these episodes and everything like that, to really dive deep into it for you. Obviously a lot deeper than I can dive into on Instagram. And that way you can actually get healing and transformation and absorb all of this beautiful energy from me. So with that being said, thank you guys so much for listening. If you haven't left a review yet, I would love it. It helps people find the podcast more and helps me to serve more people. And I will see you guys in the next episode.